Cheaper than petroleum, cleaner than biodiesel, more sustainable than hydrogen. So where's the catch, and why haven't we been fueling with veg oil all along? The short answer is infrastructure. Our country and economy is set up to use petroleum products. The hardest part is not devising clever ways to manufacture and distribute veg oil. It is getting the driving public and legislators to accept a new idea. Veg oil isn't even a new idea. When Rudolf Diesel, the inventor of the diesel engine, first unveiled his work at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1898, his fuel of choice was peanut oil. Diesel's efforts were abruptly ended when he was found floating in the English Channel in 1913. The mystery of his death still prompts speculation about conspiracy. An answer to the problem that only 10% of passenger cars on American roads have the diesel engines needed to run veg oil? Apply the supply and demand argument. If Americans clamor for diesel cars, the industry will make them. This is exactly what happened in the 1970s during the last oil crisis. My 73 Benz 220D is a well-preserved example of that era. It even came with a 24-gallon auxiliary tank. During the last period of gas rationing, drivers were instructed to only fill up with petrol every other day, odd or even, depending on their license plate number. Apparently my car's previous owner felt justified in cheating a little by buying 41 gallons at a time. By the time I was driving it, my car had 317,000 plus miles on the engine. The odometer has only 5 places for numbers, so one can't be sure. And after I put 3,000 hard miles on it, the engine seized. It's like an automotive heart attack. The cause of the seize remains unknown. It was not for lack of engine oil, that has been confirmed, and it was not caused by any properties of the veg oil. In fact, veg oil is said to give greater lubricity and therefore longer life to the moving parts of the engine. Sadly, veg oil cars are still subject to all of the same malfunctions that diesel cars experience, and since so many of the ones available are elderly, there are more opportunities for issues. I have since put in a new rebuilt engine. After 5,000 miles, I still have no problems to report. Careful scientific tests are desperately needed to satisfy the questions about emissions and particulates, the mysteries of coking and clogging injectors, cavitation, and to definitively answer the raging battles about looped return systems and use for direct injection. Then there is the argument that there is not enough veg oil to supply the 180 billion or so gallons of vehicle fuel that we use in America every year. We know that petroleum is finite. We can't grow more dinosaurs, but we can grow veg oil. The technology already exists for large-scale production of veg oil. There are negotiations underway right now to begin fuel-grade veg oil farming programs. By the time collection of waste veg oil becomes seriously competitive, algae ponds offering the highest oil yield per acre will have made veg oil a reliable and convenient option. Should you decide to join the ranks of the greasy, here are a few suggestions to get started. Research every website and blog about veg oil that you can find. The more informed you are, the better your choices will be. But caution, it is easy to become absorbed in the subculture of alternative fuel users. Choose your components. Currently, there are 3 major kit designers in the United States who can be found at greasecar.com, greasel.com, and plantdrive.com. There are also mix-and-match sites who do not favor any one particular company, but take the best components from each. At this time, the most prominent of those do-it-yourself sites are frybrid.com, greaseworks.org, NVOFuel.com, and VegOilConversions.com. New websites for veg oil are popping up every week. The options range from kits you can build yourself with common hardware store items to carefully tested and crafted parts made specifically for veg oil conversions. No installation is exactly like another. Kit makers are getting more precise all the time about what exactly is needed for each make and model of car, but you may still have to get creative. If you don't do the modification yourself, make sure you have a clear and accurate diagram of how your system was installed. You are no longer invisible. Until veg oil cars are a dime a dozen, they are a novelty on the road. People are curious and will want to know how your car works. Veg oil collection is a lifestyle. Until there are veg oil pumping stations at every corner, you will have to gather and filter your own fuel. The cuffs of the shirt that you wear while filtering the oil will take on the unmistakable scent of cooking oil that will never wash out. And until you develop a steady relationship with a restaurant for collecting their oil, you will always be wondering where your next fuel will come from. You will become miserly about your diesel use, pushing the envelope on how quickly you can switch to veg oil and how briefly you purge the lines at the end of your trip. As a veg oil driver, you will belong to a community of socially, politically, environmentally, and fiscally conscious people who have chosen to be the first wave to use this technology on a daily basis. You may experience pride, a sense of belonging to something larger than yourself, and the ridicule of naysayers who just don't get it. But it's all worth it. And years down the road, when veg oil becomes a household word, you will be able to say you were a pioneer. Links to more information about veg oil can be found at KUNM.org. This is Cynthia Shelton.